Yo, listen. Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game. Cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Calvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. Like I always say, long overdue, but this is an up-and-comer that I've had my eye on for some time. You know, I've had some people in my ear saying, hey, you got to get this kid on. I said, he's already on my list. Ladies and gentlemen, ahead of his appearance at Pro Wrestling Magic Presents Take On Me at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, also streaming live on IWTV, thanks to our good friends over at GoPro. I believe, I don't know if it's official yet, but we saw the promo from Azrael. We'll talk about that in a little bit. He will be challenging for that junior heavyweight championship over at Pro Wrestling Magic against Azrael. Please welcome to the show our good friend, Mr. Troy Locke. What's up? How are you, man?
Oh, crack. Thanks for having me on, Rob. I really appreciate it.
Dude, no, long overdue, man, like I always say. But it's funny, man, because I've worked with you in the locker room at Pro Wrestling Magic. I'm like, good kid, respectful kid, darn good wrestler. Really good wrestler. And, yeah, no, really good. And I mean that. And I've met a lot of, you know, up-and-comers that are like very nice, very respectful. But then behind the scenes, you hear something or you see something and it's all very phony. And with you, it seems very genuine. I know you work with Preacher, who I love and trust very much. Preacher's a great guy. Shout out Preacher, man. Just tell us about your wrestling journey under the tutelage of Preacher, man, and why you are just so humble and respectful in this business, man. Everyone has great things to say about you.
Sure. So I'll start. I actually met Preach through a friend. I started training not under him, but like a common friend was also trained to be a wrestler and he was training under Preach. And then one time I just did like a walk-in class, just paid like the $20 mat fee and he was the trainer. And I don't know, we've been kind of, together ever since, just binded at the hip pretty much. He's really taken me under his wing and I've just followed him from like school to school. And now we're at Worldwide Dojo. I've been there for pretty much this entire calendar year. And I just really love it there, really love the atmosphere. I don't know, just the humble thing. I don't know. Like I came into this, I guess like a little late in life, for like a young guy. Like I started at 23. So okay, I had a little, yeah, it's not super
I'm
late,
old, but like, so you're good, bro. You're good.
I had a little bit of life experience, like as an adult before going into wrestling. So like, I didn't grow up in wrestling. So like, this is very, still feels like very new to my life. And I don't know, I just always had the, not an ego guy. I'm not really into that.
Yeah, you don't seem like it, man. You're a really nice guy. But you know, again, like I don't have people on the show typically unless I see them wrestle. And you went from being a guy, and it's hard to make the cut at Pro Wrestling Magic. You know, Steve is very, and the management are very like, hey, you know, we need help with this. You can come, you know, help us set up whatever it is. You know, he posts all those opportunities. You know, we'll take a look at you. You'll be on the pre-show. I remember seeing you on the pre-show. I think you took on Preach, and now you're in the locker room almost every show, man, which is really cool to see. And you did take on the Pro Wrestling Magic heavyweight. How did this happen, bro? Heavyweight champion in Steve Pena. How did you get that opportunity, bro, man? And what a match.
I know. Is this Faber?
Hey man, you know what? It's podcast. We pull back the curtain a little bit. So whatever okay. You're comfortable with sharing, you can toe that sure. line, man.
Sure. I think I started doing ring crew at Magic in January. Like this year I really just started to like branch out to like different places and like trying to get my name out there. So like in January I started, and then March I got a pre-show match. My first one, it was Mateo, V, and Smiley in a four-way. The next month, do ring crew again, and then I wrestle Preach, which was just really crazy. That was honestly probably one of the highlights of my year, like getting to wrestle him.
I love that.
And then, yeah, in June, it was just like, hey, I'm going to have you do this open challenge. And then like, I know I kind of just somehow found myself into wrestling the heavyweight champion. I don't know. It kind of just like just all fell into place like right as it was happening. So I don't know, like walked in the doors that day like a bottom of the card just jobber heel, and then just like walked out pretty over babyface, like who just challenged for the world championship. So
that's how it be sometimes.
Dude, crazy. And then like I don't know, like this literally all started from a clip of me hitting a suplex. I swear, I hit like one suplex on Eric Corvus and just my entire thing blew up. Crazy.
And that's awesome, man. And I think that's a great point, man. I think you learn as you grow in this business, but sometimes it's the little things, man. It's posting that content. You know, it's getting something that catches, you know, not only the fans' eyes, but the workers' eyes as well, man. And I think that's really cool. What was it like being in the ring with the likes of a Steve Pena?
So, everyone was like, oh, he chops really hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, sure, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, I like the, like, stiffer, more, like, shoot style.
Okay.
So, like, getting the, like, I do a lot of chops in, like, in matches and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm a chopper. I'm a chopper gunner guy. And then got hit with one, like, on the outside. Like, you can see me. I, like, take the suplex. He brings me outside and he chops me on the outside. I swear to God, I almost threw up. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, we're working. Oh, we're working here.
He's the guy, man. He's the guy right now.
But he is such a pro, man. Like, he just, like, I don't know. He just put me over so much. And we've only had, like, a few interactions before that that night. But, you know, I think a lot of the guys at Magic, like, recognize me from always being on Ring Crew and stuff like that, so I don't know, they can kind of tell that like I'm dedicated to it, so I think they kind of like are I don't know, I guess like easier with me than like others.
I think that's important that you say that, man, because you know, you always, and I know lots of others, like you always show your face. You're always there. If someone needs something, someone doesn't show up, we need a replacement, need a last minute. You're always there, man. And now you're part of the roster in my mind, officially. I don't run the company, man, but you're in my mind, a big part of the roster. Obviously you took on Pena, man. I do want to talk about this, man. Now these guys, they don't like me. Hispanos Unidos, they yell at me. They're mean to me. They say I withhold their content. You know, I don't think Donovan likes me very much. You know, me
they don't
me
like Trey, me either.
Yeah, right. Me and Trey are cool. I just interviewed JC yesterday at Wrestle Bash, and she wasn't very nice to me. They don't like me, but again, I'll be impartial. But I'm sorry, I got a little hot.
Sure,
I'll be impartial here, as I should be. But Troy, you are going to battle again. We don't know if it's official yet, but it's seemingly so. As this card is coming together, man, you may be challenging for that Pro Wrestling Magic Junior Heavyweight Championship, now held by Azrael, who cut a promo on you saying, hey, you know what? I called out multiple competitors. I put out an open challenge, and Troy Locke was the only, at this point in time, as a recording, Troy Locke was the only one who answered, which shows the initiative from you. You responded to him, man. Just tell me a little bit about your philosophy about saying, hey, I'm going to go for this championship. I see an opportunity against Azrael, arguably the most powerful faction at Pro Wrestling Magic, and I'm going to go for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have seen, like, I've just seen Az, like, being in the locker room and stuff like that, and, like, just hearing him, you know, spit philosophy to me and stuff, and I think that we could just have a really good match, and I hope that the two other slots don't get closed, because I kind of just want them all to myself. I think that we could, I think we could put on something really good.
Yeah, yeah, and the stats would be in your favor. It's the 1v1, bro. But Azrael, the experience, the in-ring work, man, you're going to have your hands full. We'll certainly see what happens again September 23rd. Guys, get your tickets now. Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, Take On Me, Pro Wrestling Magic. I know a lot of friends are going to be there. Shout out Front Row Mafia is coming for the first time checking out Pro Wrestling Magic. Exciting to see those guys. I'll make sure they have the Troy Locke signs ready to go. But Troy, I got to ask.
That would be awesome.
Dude, of course, brother. I got to ask you, this is the question that fans are asking most about Troy Locke. What is the secret to the hair, brother? Everyone's asking.
I don't know. Just grow it past the point where you think it looks stupid, because it'll just get – it gets better and better every time.
You get that, like, awkward stage, and yeah.
Dude, and it's crazy because I've had long hair before, but not like this, obviously. So, like, there is, like, gradual awkward stages that you get in with, like, longer hair. But, like, I swear for the first, like, year and a half of having this, because I grew it from a buzz cut.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, like, the first year and a half of growing this is, like, the hardest thing. But after that, it all just kind of, like, once all the back of the – like back of the head is even, like an even length, you're good to go.
Love it, man. And for the fans watching, you know, we have a lot of promoters watching this, a lot of workers watching this. And for the fans, you know, I always feel like the connection to the fans, or, you know, if you're a heel, you know, being despicable to the fans, you know, that connection is so, so important, man. To fans who may be seeing you here for the first time, man, you know, to me, and I don't want to answer this for you, to me, I see a hard worker, someone that's trained by preachers, someone that's very respectful. I see, you know, total face at this point in time, but up and comer, a little bit of an underdog, getting these challenges, getting these opportunity. But who is, tell the fans, who is Troy Locke?
See, like, I don't know, I feel like as my story, and I get, like, people know me more and more, I feel like the face turn is just so imminent, because it's just like I used to be like only face at one place, and now it's just like the more places I work, the more want me to be like the young face. And it's like I don't know, like, it before, like when I was just like kind of just going here and there and like working as a bad guy, like I loved it. Like I love being like this evil, like blah monster.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, just the more like people, I don't know, like pay attention to like what's going on behind the scenes, the more it is like that I just, you know, growing this face like following. Like, I don't know. It's been really cool though. Like wrestling is turning into something totally different than I thought it was going to be, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's different now. It's like that social media era. It's that reality era. So I get it, man. And the fans obviously really gravitating to you, particularly the workers gravitating to you as well, man. And a lot of people reach out to me, say, hey, you got to have this kid on your show. I said, he's already on my list. And I'm not just saying that because you're here, man. I spoke to you personally. I said, I'd love to have you on the podcast sometime, man. But, you know, workers, particularly UWA guys, were reaching out to me, man, and just saying how great you were. And, you know, you need to be on the podcast, man. I mean, what does that mean to you, getting that endorsement from your peers?
You know, it's so crazy. I have to shout out the whole, like, UWA Elite locker room. Nice. Because they are the most, like, supportive, just, like, uplifting people, like, ever. Like, I walked into that locker room not really knowing anyone other than like Ryan Turok, the ref, and like I don't know, they kind of just like have, I don't know, banded like behind me, and they're just like always support my stuff, like even stuff outside of UWA, because like I don't know, it just, they're just such an awesome group. And like after the fair, like spending a whole week with them, like I'm just like have grown so connected with that locker room and that company. And like I don't know. At this point, like I can't see any reason as to why like I would ever really stop going there, because it's just it's just so awesome. Just such a really good experience every time I'm there, every show. Guys are always hitting me up, like telling me that like they're so proud that I'm like going here, going there. Like it's just, I don't know. They're just such awesome guys.
A lot of great people over there, man. And that was my next question. I was going to ask about that fair. What was it? 5 to 7 days, something crazy like that.
Monday multiple, through Sunday.
Did you work multiple shows? Did you work all of them? What did you do? How was it?
Yeah, I did 14 matches.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was 14 that week.
14. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we averaged 2 a day, but like the, 2 of the Monday through Friday days, I only worked one. So on Saturday and Sunday, I worked three each.
Wow.
So it was...
In the heat, man. I think it was in a tent, though, right? I don't know if it was cool or not, but yeah.
It was under tent cover, which was really cool because I have worked outdoor shows without it, and it is horrible. It's horrible.
I've heard, man. I couldn't do what you all do. I'll just put it that way. I'm safe behind the commentary table usually, so that's where I like to be, far away from the action, man. I gotta ask you this one, man. Sure. You mentioned the endorsement from everybody, but there's got to be some people. You know, you obviously worked your trainer. There's got to be some people, and I'm talking independents right now, that you want to lock up with that you have not locked up with. Do you got a list for me? Anyone you got your eye on?
I don't know. I like everyone asks me that, and like I personally, like it, you know, everyone has like their list of like, you know, heroes that they want to work or whatever, and like I don't know, like all my here, like I don't really have much of a list. Like,
okay,
I don't know. I've worked like I've actually like gotten to work like a lot of guys that like. When I first started working I wanted to work, which was like Preach. I kind of worked Manders and I want to wrestle him again because I love that guy. But yeah, other than that, like I don't really have like a whole list. I would love to wrestle everyone. Maybe that's a cop-out answer, but...
No, I can tell you're being genuine, man. You're not just saying that, man, because you seem to enjoy... I mean, you knocked probably off a lot of names on that list when you wrestled 14 matches in a week or whatever.
Yeah.
So you probably got to work a lot of guys at UWA, man. That's awesome. How about on that national level? Because at Pro Wrestling Magic, ISPW, a lot of these companies were seeing a lot of that AEW locker room coming through our locker room. Tommy Dreamer's all over. He's just at Warriors. He's at ISPW. A lot of these legends are still doing it, man. You know, feasibly, who would you want to work with that you haven't worked with on that national level?
I would like the opportunity to work Samoa Joe. That's like,
good.
That's
answer.
My hero. Like, that's my, and I didn't want to say it during the list because I don't know. Like, I made peace with the fact that I may never wrestle him. Like, because he only, like, really, like, came back to ROH within the last, like, you know, like, year and a half. So, like, I had already made peace with, like, maybe never getting to wrestle him. But now, like, that flame has reignited. And, I don't know, maybe him.
He is still performing at a very high level, too, man.
Which is crazy.
You're gonna get beat up, brother.
Dude, and like that was my hero growing up. Like when I started watching wrestling, that was like when he first debuted in TNA. So like that was my guy. Like,
yeah.
I loved him, dude. But hopefully he can like put me to sleep. It would be crazy.
I'm here for it. Hey, man, we just manifested it. We put it out into the world. You never know. A lot of people checking in, watching the BCP for sure. Shameless promo, man. I got to ask you this one, man. Our favorite question to ask everybody. Say one day you get on that grandest stage of them all in this business, that WrestleMania moment, that WrestleMania entrance. What band or artist plays you down to the ring?
I don't know, because my theme is not like it's not a band. It's just like one guy who made it on a computer, I think.
But you know what? It doesn't have to be your theme. It could be like someone, yeah, like playing you down. Anyone you listen to, like in the gym, or anyone that gets you hyped?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it would. Dude, oh man, Limp Bizkit would have to be
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Limp Bizkit, that's not, I remember
dude, they rule.
I have a list of bands, and I've been lucky enough to see most of my favorite bands multiple times. There's a couple on the list I still haven't seen. Limp Bizkit is not on that list, respectfully. Wes is pretty cool, Wes Borland. But there's something very endearing and fun about that. I remember Vicky, I think it was last summer, she's like, "You want to go see Limp Bizkit at the Stone Pony?" I was like, "No, I do not."
That rules.
But they're a lot of fun, man. And I would be here for that WrestleMania entrance, Limp Bizkit. We've certainly seen them work with WWE in the past, man. So that would be very, very cool. Tyler, I want to be respectful of your time, man, but I do want to ask you this, man. What are the short-term goals for Troy Locke? I don't know who Tyler is. What are the short-term goals for Troy Locke and the long-term goals moving forward?
Short-term goals. What I want to do within the next like year is work two states outside of the tri-state area. Because I've already done New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania. So I want to do two states outside of that area. I'd like to win a championship, but I wouldn't. I'm also in for it for the long haul. So, like, there's no rush. Yeah. I want it to, like, mean something, you know? Long-term goals, my, like, only one is to work in Japan, and that's really it.
Cool.
Like, I don't know. I saw like Eddie Kingston get to do it this year. So like that just ignited a, you know, all new flame in me. I'm just like, it could happen. Like it could definitely happen. Cause like that dude waited so long and he finally got it. And it like, you can tell it meant the world to him that he was there. So like, I want that moment too, you know?
Yeah, man, dude, that would be so cool. And I think that's a very great, again, respectful, humble answer, man. I think that's awesome. Like, hey, this is my goal. I want to wrestle here. I want to wrestle here geographically, man. I think that's very, very cool. Troy, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. It's so good to get to talk to you, get to know you. But we're all about that shameless promo here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you on socials. If you have any 8x10s, any merch. I know I need an 8x10 over here for Troy Locke, man.
Sure. Troy Locke Pro on Instagram and Twitter/X or whatever we're calling it now. Yeah, you know,
whatever it is.
I commissioned it for a booking graphic and it just immediately changed to X after I paid for it to say Twitter.
Of course.
And then on Pro Wrestling Tees, if you want a t-shirt, it's Pro Wrestling Tees/Troy Locke or Troy Locke Forever. If you look up Troy Locke, it'll come up. Both stores are called Troy Locke Forever. Which is like the brand. And then Brainbuster Tees if you want stickers, fanny packs, hats. But yeah. And then so on UWA, if this comes out before September 2nd,
please.
UWA Elite is doing a show called I Wrestle. It's 9/16. At 31 Reed Street in South River, New Jersey. Let's go. Nice. there's a poll for picking anybody from the roster to wrestle for the UWA Elite Championship against BT Bull. If you vote for me, that would be incredible because then I can wrestle for my third heavyweight championship. Wow. And third time's a charm. That's what they say. So, yeah. And then dates, right? Are we plugging dates too?
Please, man, by all means.
Okay. September 1st, I'm at the Sanctuary in Hazleton, PA. September 2nd, I'm at Delaware, New Jersey for a UWA show. September 16th, I have UWA Elite I Wrestle. September 22nd, I will be at Lucky Pro Wrestling in Massachusetts. If I'm not on the card, I will be hanging out at Steve Off's merch table. And then the next day, September 23rd, I will be at Pro Wrestling Magic in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey at the Mecca. So we have a pretty busy month upon us. September is getting pretty busy. We had 15 matches in August. And I think we are going to have 5 or 6 in September. So we are truly getting after it.
Love it, man. And I love the hustle. I respect it, man. You know, you're all over the Northeast here. You're getting those gold opportunities already. Hopefully you get an opportunity against Az for that Pro Wrestling Magic Junior Heavyweight Championship. We'll certainly see. Troy, thank you so much for taking a few minutes, man. Oh. I'll see you at Pro Wrestling Magic. Just continue success moving forward, man. Thank you so
much. Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime, man. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise, where every